survived on conquered land, the Duchess on her throne. The more greens grow, the more she cuts their land, no more their own.
Hello, everybody. It's Ivy on WRUV. It's 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, your better alternative. Today is Thursday, January 30th, and it's about 5 p.m. right here on this lovely Thursday evening. Thank you for tuning in and listening today. This is exciting stuff, really. Let's see. I guess we should do the normal thing. Gotta kick it off with this week's normal. I meant to say new. This week's new music. We've got some good stuff, actually, for this little segment here. More enjoyable than normal, to be quite honest. We have got Dig in the Hole by Delivery, and a song by Weepwave, and then, why don't you guys take a listen to that, and then I will see you. I'll see you after.
Oh,
alternate reality. Weep Wave was what you just heard. And Dig in the Hole, my delivery was ahead of that. How is everybody doing on this fine Thursday? I'm doing all right. You know, it's been a bit of a week, a little hectic of a week. I got a flat tire this week. Woke up bright and early on a Monday, ready to go to the diner. I just wanted a hot chocolate. And I go to my vehicle and I see a flat. And I think to myself, this is really not ideal. I ended up walking. It was like 10 degrees outside. So it's still like 10 degrees outside, and I'm planning to walk tonight as well. The car is fixed though. I brought it in. They fixed up that tire. She's good as new. It was just kind of an irritating situation though, I must say. You know, Monday wasn't my day. That's okay though. What else? Yeah. We got another 90s-esque set going on. Didn't that last song kind of sound like Parquet Courts a little bit? I think so. I think a tad. But yeah, that concludes the new music for this week. I liked it. It was fairly on brand. And, like, yeah. We're gonna keep it on moving on. Here is Dinosaur Jr. with Almost Ready. Off of Beyond. Beyond. We'll be right back. Mistake. Jellyfish. Isn't that a funny name for a band? It's called Jellyfish. I love that. I've actually never heard that song a day in my life before yesterday. Crazy, right? Maybe not crazy, but I actually quite like it. You know? It was interesting. You know, I'm still discovering new aspects of the music from the 90s, and I still don't know, which is exciting. I say that. That's funny. That's just funny that I even said that. But yeah, New Mistake, Jellyfish. Gotta check out some more Jellyfish. I saw a video of somebody, like, raising a bunch of pet jellyfish, which, you know, if I was gonna house a sea creature, I think I would want it to be a jellyfish. You know, they're so mystical, so exciting. There's so much we don't know about them. They are immortal. This craziness. I don't think they have brains either, though. It's probably for the best. But yeah. 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 You know, I've been feeling fairly sentimental recently. I'm not sure why. I guess I do know why. It's just that I'm gonna graduate soon, and that's weird. And I have to be an adult for real, and I'm not ready. And I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Thinking about the times. Thinking about, you know, being in high school. I'm happy I'm not in high school anymore. But I was just thinking about, you know, being in a band. And I don't know. This next song is a live version of a song that I really like. Mountain Song by Jane's Addiction. I remember my band did this song once in high school. And I sang it on my 17th birthday. I sang it on my 17th birthday. It was really fun. I had a little house show. So that was fun. Just thinking back on the times, you know, being an adolescent and whatnot. I'm no longer one, I think. Adolescent just refers to the teenage years, right? I don't know. I'm gonna have to fact check that one. And yeah, when I come back, we'll do news and weather, because I kind of forgot about it. But as for right now, we've got Mountain Song live. This is Jane's Addiction.
Yeah!
I just felt like that song was necessary to play because it's called Regular John. Regular John. Isn't that funny? I love to say John. John. These Johns. That's it. One thing about me is that I love to say John. So that felt necessary. That was Queens of the Stone Age with Regular John and Mountain Song by Jane's Addiction. And yeah, that was a little funny for me. But let's move on to news and weather, shall we? It is about 5:30 p.m. And piece of news for today. A new species of giant crustacean has been named after Darth Vader. So they found this massive crab situation, and they realized that it never got, you know, professionally scientifically recorded into their, I don't know, I guess somebody never properly, wrote it down that they discovered it or something. So now they realized that they were like, what the heck? This is a giant crab. And, or it looks more like a lobster. But we need to name this lobster. And so the scientist that named it, you know, was looking at its face and said, oh my goodness, this little crab's face looks like Darth Vader. And, you know, he said that he's, like, the biggest Star Wars fan in the world. So they decided to name this crab Bathynomus Vaderi. Vaderi? Vaderi? It lives in the depths of the ocean around the contested Spratly Islands, which is, you know, I actually don't know where that is. They also say they find it in, you know, I think it's in South Asia. It says something about the South China Sea. So, yeah. That's pretty cool. We got new crab just dropped. Darth Vader crab. That is pretty silly. They have a picture of them playing with the crab in the front. So I enjoyed that. And it's currently in Burlington, Vermont as of 5:18 p.m. EST, according to weather.com. It's 70 degrees out, or 70, I wish, 17, it's 17 degrees outside, Tonight is only getting down to 16, which is 1 degree lower than it is right now. There is a potential for snow around 11, so be careful, everybody. Be careful. But, yeah, I think that overnight it's actually going to get warmer. And one more minute, sunset at 4:59 today. That is so close to 5 p.m. So close. Tomorrow we will be getting 10 hours of sunshine. That math took me too long to do. But, yeah, tomorrow's actually going to be pretty... There's a crazy jump on tomorrow's... Oh, my God. I'm just looking ahead here. Saturday's going to be brutal around this, John. That's unfortunate, because I was going to... Every time I try and go snowboarding, it's, like, freezing. It's like they're trying not to make me go, but I know that's not true. I know that's not true. Anyway, this next song is kind of a random outlier. It's called So Much for the Afterglow. This is Everclear. I really had nowhere else to put it. And it's fun though. So Much for the Afterglow. Everclear. Classic Everclear, you know? yeah, I didn't really know where to put that one, so I put it right in the middle. Yeah, but that was like, you know, I told you I was feeling sentimental earlier, so now we're getting into that. We've got some less happy, I would say, 90s stuff coming up. Some more Stone Temple Pilots, you know, I love that, and a little Chris Cornell, but Yeah, I will leave that. I will leave that to you guys for now. And yeah, we'll chat about it. We'll chat about it in a sec. Here's wonderful Stone Temple Pilots. Enjoy. Nothing left to say but goodbye, Audio Slave. That's pretty intense, don't you think? I think. I like that song. Off of Revelations. Great Audio Slave album. And there was Wonderful by the one and only Stone Temple Pilots. Nothing left to say but goodbye. You know what I've been thinking about recently? Recently. 2 days ago. 2 days ago. And a year. I left for Spain. And you know what? I've thought about it every single day since I've come back. Every day I've thought about it. And I want to go back. I really do. But I've been thinking about just all the memories that I had. It feels fake. It feels like I was never there. I don't know how to describe that. It just feels like it feels like I never left here. And then I never went there. But I know I did go there. And I have the pictures and the memories to prove it. But gosh, do I miss it. And this next song is Wish You Were Here. I know this is a classic Pink Floyd song. But yeah, I don't know. I've just been thinking about all the awesome things I've done in my life. And going to Spain was one of them. And this song came on the other day. And I was listening to it, and then I was like, every time I hear this song, I had this really cool experience when I was, like, 14, and maybe I was 15, whatever. It was around that time, and I actually got to be a backup singer for Roger Waters of Pink Floyd, and it was the craziest thing ever. We performed at the Wells Fargo Center in front of so many thousands of people. It was crazy. It was like being a real rock star on stage at the real rock star. And our cue was this song. We were waiting in the wings. This song played right before we were supposed to go out and do the dance and the song. So every time I hear this song, Wish You Were Here, it makes me think of that whole experience. And it's cool. It's like, instead of, it's like the souvenir is the song. And not even just the song that I performed. It was like, this song makes me think of it more than the actual song that we danced to. But I just remember standing in the wings or standing at the bottom of the stage and looking out and hearing the song and just hearing the little melody of the guitar and thinking, wow, I'm really here right now. And, it was just awesome. Probably won't ever experience that again. Would be cool, though. Yeah, maybe my rock star days are over. That's okay. I guess never say never, though. But it just feels like my life is on a different path at the moment. Yeah, Spain, rock and roll. Here's Wish You Were Here, or I guess I wish I was there still. But Pink Floyd with Wish You Were Here, classic.
And discipline remains massively.
And neither would you, Derek, the star.
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
I'm sure of it.
You think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field
cold steel rail, a smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to trail?
Thank you. sun don't need me yet. His bones are soft. He flies a silver airplane. He wears a golden cross. God bless the absentee. Lord, this country's changed so fast. The future is the present. The present's in the past. The highways are in litigation. The airport's discreet. God bless the absentee.
There you go. God bless the absentee, Paul Simon, and Wish You Were Here, Pink Floyd. I've been in a big Paul Simon kick recently. I think, you know, he's really just got a beautiful voice. It's so soft and delicate. I don't know, it's just a very soothing voice. And I've been doing a lot of dancing to Paul Simon recently. Maybe not dancing so much as, you know, I guess a longing, you could say. I don't know. It's been nice to hear him sing on out in my ears. Okay, well, it's 5:54, 5:55, whatever, p.m., and that means it's the end of my show. Thank you guys for coming on with me and listening. My name is Ivy. You're listening to Ivy on the Mountain, and you are tuned in to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Here is one more song. I might have to cut it a little short, but that's okay. This song is Be Thankful for What You Got by Love. Similar vibe of the other one. I've been trying to be more thankful and grateful recently. I feel like I haven't, like, you know, maximized my experience or made the most out of the things that I should be doing. So I'm trying to take a moment and appreciate the things that I have done. Maybe I can understand that I am doing enough and I have done awesome, cool things. And yeah, just gotta keep that in mind. And maybe you guys can think about that too while I leave you.
Remember sisters.